We are back and we are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I want to get right to it this morning. This is no shock. Governor Walz announced that he and Peggy Flanagan were running as a ticket, try to stay as governor and lieutenant governor. And you know what? He's a guy that should just fade away, because I don't think that he could ever be excused for his behavior early in COVID when he allowed a lot of COVID patients to go into nursing homes. He basically, and also, what has he done that was not a template set out for him by governors in New York and California and other liberal states? He waited and followed the lead of all the other governors. I don't look at him as a leader. I look at him as a follower. And is the state better off now than it was before he was in? I don't think so, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree with you, Bob. And I think he is a follower. And I think it's not just following, you know, leaders of other states and following their cues on some of this stuff over the past year. But he definitely, you know, he's got his Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who's the more progressive part of the DFL. He definitely takes his cues from that part of the party. You know, it's almost like he's rolled out there as this kind of fuddy-duddy, moderate, older guy. But he's really not. He's kind of, you know, he does dumb things. And unfortunately, I don't yet see Republicans being able to beat him.
Where's their strong candidate? They don't have one, do they?
They haven't emerged yet.
Well, what about Benson? Is Michelle Benson, is she a strong candidate? Or is she just a candidate?
I would like to see her emerging, but I've heard that the fundraising hasn't caught up yet. You know, Paul Gazelka is my second least favorite Minnesota politician behind Tim Walz, so I don't want him. And Scott Jensen, you know, trying to run on just on COVID is not going to get you the suburban voters that you need.
No.
So I don't know. I'm hoping that somehow, you know, Walz has some issues with the left, the progressive base on line three, on the defund the police, on some of those things. I would love to see like a Green Party or some other independent, you know, progressive party be on the general election ballot and siphon off, you know, a couple percentage points of his vote. That might make it easier, but it's going to be a tough road. Unfortunately, you know, he a lot of people buy into his shtick.
Well, how do you, again, I don't want to belabor this, but how do you buy into he didn't make good decisions when Minneapolis was burning? He bought, how much money? Now, they're trying to sell it now, right? The warehouse, he bought to house cadavers, COVID bodies. You know, he bought an entire warehouse, and now I heard it's up for sale again. It's just, I'm hard-pressed to remember a decision he made that you could applaud. But you know what? If the voters of Minnesota decide that they want him, I guess that we'll get him again for another 4 years. All right, I want to shift to Colin Powell. You knew him, or you met him a few times?
I met him. I had two interactions with him. I met him when I was a research assistant at Center of the American Experiment, the think tank in Minneapolis. They would have an annual dinner every year, and you know, the year before we'd had Margaret Thatcher, and it's like, well, how do we top that? And someone said, how about Colin Powell? And so about 1998, Colin Powell came to town to be the keynote speaker, and you know, staff always got to get a picture with him. So I put up on Instagram a picture of me with the rest of the staff and General Powell, and you can see my little head poking over the someone's shoulder way in the back. But I got a chance to be there. But a few months earlier, back when I was on the State College Republican Board, some of the other board members and I had this idea of doing like a Black History Month College Republicans style, and kind of telling the story of going back to Lincoln and Frederick Douglass and some of the early days of the Republican Party. And we had reached out to various people, you know, kind of in office or dignitaries, and I had sent him a General Powell copy of the proposal, because at that point this was a year after he had come out and said, you know, written his memoirs and said, I'm a Republican, right? I'm not going to run for president, but I'm a Republican. And he spoke for Bob Dole at the convention, and so I sent him the proposal, and I got this little note back, thanking me for sending it to him, but that he was not going to be able to be a part of it, and you know. Signature at the bottom. Wow. I checked it against his actual signature. It looks real. So at least he took the time to send a note back thanking and presenting it to him.
Very classy. You know, and the thing that was odd about when the announcement of his death, I read the AP story and it said what the family said. He died from complications related to COVID. No mention in the story, though, which I think is an important thing to have mentioned, that he had myeloma, or basically he had a cancer in his blood. And that contributed, certainly contributed to it. And I don't, I mean, because it really threw a lot of people off, I think, when, you know, he was fully vaccinated and died of COVID, even at his age in the 80s. It would have been, I think, more responsible in journalistically if they had mentioned that he had other issues besides. I would say that a blood cancer is a comorbidity and a significant one. But I don't know if, I mean, well, yeah. Maybe I'm overreacting to it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this just exemplifies again just the complexity of this, and you can't boil it down to, you know, one thing or the other, or if you do this you won't get it, or this won't happen. You know, at some point we're going to have to learn to live with this thing and figure out, you know, how we're going to deal with this, rather than, you know, shaming people and blaming other people for, you know, for why somebody gets sick. Someone tweeted out and said Colin Powell died because you didn't get vaccinated. I mean, what a ridiculous take.
Well, yes, that's absurd. Now, someone else who passed away was someone you knew very well, Tuno Alapate. Did I say his first name correctly?
Tuno.
He was, what, 54? He played for the Vikings for, I think, a season. But as you mentioned off the air, he was very heavily involved in the alumni. And it's, that's way too young.
Yeah, no, he was just a great guy. You know, he only played here briefly, but he was at all the alumni events. You know, he was a friend of mine. I did a little work for him too. He was a client too. But he was just, anytime he was, you see some of the tributes to him online. There were a lot of one-on-one interactions with him. You know, we all kind of came in contact with him through the alumni events, and he's become, you know, just it's a big loss, definitely for the Vikings and for the alumni community. But he's just a really good guy. His son Marcus was on the second national championship team at St. Thomas, so he was also a big booster of St. Thomas athletics. He and I would talk all the time about football and basketball and stuff over at St. Thomas. He was very proud of his time in playing football. He was very proud of his children. You know, he funny little story. Joe Capp, when he was coach of Cal, recruited Tanau to play for him, and Tanau instead went to Washington State. And I think it was a time when Washington State team actually beat Joe's Cal's team. So when you have alumni events, Joe and Tanau would always be hanging around, and it was kind of a weird kind of connection to these guys that played, you know, 40 years apart. And but they still kept that connection from when Joe tried to recruit him to Cal way back when. So, just a really nice guy, real tremendous loss for the community and for the Vikings.
And you had mentioned John Tower and St. Thomas. I know you want to put a plug in for your St. Thomas football team. They're, what are they, 3-1 now in the conference, or 2-1?
3-1 in the Pioneer Conference, 4-2 overall. And I think, you know, you and I had talked before that when they were going to make a jump from Division III to Division I, that this was going to happen. They would be competitive faster than what everybody was kind of anticipating. I don't know if anybody anticipated this, the one game they lost in the conference to San Diego, they could have won. They had a chance to win it, and it slipped away. The only game they really were out of was the
Northern Iowa,
which they put on the schedule probably just as a baseline test to see where they stood against some of the big boys.
They'll do very well in the Pioneer League going forward as they get more D1 players.
Saturday was their first game in Florida since 1949, January 1949, with the Cigar Bowl.
Jesus.
And it was their first game there since then in 1949, and they won. So congrats to Glenn and the team. They've done a great job. They play they're off this week, and then they're home against Marist on October 30th, and then they've got one more home game on November 20th. So anybody that wants to see them play, it's a fun atmosphere. They got their grills going right inside there in the stadium. You know, you got music playing, the mascots throwing T-shirts into the stands. They got it's a real fun college football environment. You got two more chances to see them before the season's over.
All right, Jeff, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, bialkelaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go: Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to SaberHeating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to SaberHeating.com, SabreHeating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Sabre is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and I'm a huge fan of Ike Motor Company in St. Cloud. I went there and bought a pre-owned Volkswagen TDI. That's their diesel version. My son Sawyer liked it so much, he bought one like mine. Then two of Sawyer's friends saw his, liked it, and they each bought a Volkswagen TDI of their own. There's a lot to like at Ike Motor Company, which offers great deals, great service, and an all-around great experience at both their Volkswagen and Mazda dealerships. Ike Motor Company is the oldest dealership in Minnesota, and now the oldest dealership also has the newest dealership in the state. Ike just opened its new Mazda showroom and service center, and let me tell you, it is the nicest showroom I've ever been in. For more information, go to IkeMotor.com. That's EICH Motor.com.